Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach, another valiant effort, battling from another deficit. How much did Abby Haluska's goal shift the momentum for your team?
Oh, no question. It was a big goal. You know, you're down 3-0 at that point. To get one, you know, obviously Wisconsin had been on a four-game streak where they hadn't gotten scored on at all. So definitely lifted the spirits on the bench. And but you know what? The game itself was not a game like you felt. You were getting outplayed to the point you were down 3-0. It was just they had a couple of, I don't want to call them fluky, but their first goal hits Lauren, bounces way up in the air, and it just happens to drop down behind her and roll in. And the second goal, Heather gets her stick stuck in the boards right when she's going to go clear the puck, so it was a little bit of bad luck on that. And then in a power play goal that she tips it in front on a shot from the point. So it was, again, it wasn't like they had pucks in our zone for a constant time and our goalie was under barrage. It's just, and we had chances up to that point. We had some great chances. So yeah, big goal by Abby, and just really, really proud of the group for their attitude and their fight and their battle, and they didn't quit, and they got rewarded. So that was pretty fun to see.
Badgers don't give up many goals per game. Only two teams this year have scored as many as 3 goals. Your team, and also the only team that's beaten them, Northeastern, who defeated Wisconsin 3-2 back in November. How much confidence does that give your team going into game 2, knowing that you guys can score against them?
Well, I don't want to say it's kind of a funny word, but you just got to go. You got to believe in yourself. You got to play hard. And hopefully our group knows they can play with anybody, and they've proven that. And obviously we, through our schedule, we played against really, really good teams. Obviously Wisconsin's one of them. But you do things the way we coach them up, and we got good players. And some great individual efforts, some great passing, and obviously some girls who can finish. So hopefully they know they can do that against anybody. And certainly getting 3 against Wisconsin was nice, but that to a person, they would much rather would have won 1-0 than lose 4-3. So we're gonna go out there and battle hard today and see if we can't do it again.
You're one of only two teams that have taken them to overtime this season. The Gophers earlier this season lost to the Wisconsin Badgers 2-1. Taking the Badgers to overtime, how much does that mean to a team like the Beavers who aren't in the top 10 in the country?
Well, again, it doesn't really matter who we're playing. It's all about how we play, and that's kind of been our message and mantra right from day one. And again, going against a very, very good team like Wisconsin, just showing that if we do things the way we're capable of doing and play the way we need to play, doesn't matter who the opposition is, you're going to always have an opportunity. So, we're not into moral victories. Obviously, we're after points. And again, the toughest thing about last night is you play as well as we played against a really, really good team, score those 3 goals. At the end of the night, you come up with 0. And again, every point's big. So today's another opportunity to see if we can't get some.
After watching film, what was it that your team was doing well last night?
We just played hard. That's the thing. We just kept battling, played hard. They're a very good team. They're hard to play against. They make it really difficult to move through the neutral zone. But we play well. We had some great, great individual efforts. I think Jack Cass's pass to Berge was a phenomenal. She sauced that pass over a couple sticks. And Claire DeGeorge goes end to end. I mean, that was incredible. They two people tried to stop her, and she went right through them and just made a great play in the offensive zone. And Paige Beebe finishes. I mean, those are two freshmen and a sophomore that make some great plays. Obviously, the first goal, Abby, was Kiki and Haley, three sophomores there. So it was just fun to see. It's fun to see that group reward because they've been working hard.
Your defense played well again last night, too. 15 block shots, and Lauren Bench had quite a number of big saves. What does your team need to do defensively today, knowing that the Badgers are probably going to be a little tougher to play?
Yeah, no question. We talked about that in our meeting this morning. We know they're going to be better. I thought we did a really nice job. I thought all our defense played well. They battled. They competed. I thought we did a pretty good job of getting stops in terms of we didn't really allow them, just to freewheel, cycle in our zone. They had some zone time, no question, but I thought we did a really good job of keeping them on the perimeter and forcing stops, getting stops. We just need to be better. Once we get that transition from making a stop to getting the puck, now we got to do a better job of transitioning through the neutral zone, getting into the offensive zone, because we turn the puck over far too often and from the transition from our zone up to the neutral zone. Then they do a great job with sticks, knocking pucks down. That's an area we need to be better at. We need to get pucks deep. And once we do that, we were really, really effective.
Any changes to your lineup tonight?
Yeah, we've got Kara Wirth going in and Kerrigan Dowie's in net.
How excited is the freshman to face the Badgers?
Well, you'd have to ask her, but knowing Kerrigan, I'm sure she's really excited.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Again, 60-minute battle. You know, we got to be ready to play. I think the first 5 to 10 minutes is going to be crucial. Like I said, I think they're going to come out and try to send a message. I mean, that's just the type of team they are. So we need to counter that. We need to get on our toes and tell them, you know, last night was not a fluke. You know, we're here. We're going to be battling in your face for 60. And then, like I say, be good with the puck through the neutral zone. Take advantage. And again, we had, besides the three, I would say at least six grade A chances. And if you get that many, boy, you got to get a few more goals in.
Coach, go get those Badgers. Good luck.
Thanks, Kelly.